A former Squamish firefighter and search and rescue member has been sentenced after pleading guilty to child pornography charges. On August 19, John Eric Tavo Martin was sentenced to 10 months in jail, followed by 12 months of probation. While on probation, Martin must abide by conditions that include the monitoring of his internet usage and a ban on any kind of pornography. He must also register his DNA and limit his contact with anyone under 18, unless they are family, among other things. Previously, he pleaded guilty to one count of possession of child pornography. The Crown prosecutor was seeking 9 to 12 months in jail followed by probation for 2 years, while Martin's defense urged the court to consider 1 year of house arrest instead. Judge Reginald Harris spoke of his reasons for judgment during the proceedings. "I acknowledge that Mr. Martin did not directly commit sexual violence against a child. Despite this, Mr. Martin's consumption of child pornography contributed to sexual violence against children, or the potential and actual harm to children is significant. Accordingly, I find the gravity of Mr. Martin's offense to be high," said Harris. "I also find that Mr. Martin has a high degree of responsibility. He intentionally consumed child pornography, and he did so in circumstances where the profound physical, psychological, and emotional harm associated with the production of child pornography was obvious and well known. And yet, he deliberately chose to place his sexual gratification and desires ahead of children." Before rendering his decision, the judge recapped the ways in which Martin's defense said he has rehabilitated himself. Harris noted that Martin now works as a stonemason and has a boss aware of his offense. "Under this employer, his work prospects appear to be good. There is no evidence that Martin behaved improperly toward his child, and there were letters that were presented by the defense attesting to Martin's character as an honest and caring person who gives to the community," Harris said. The judge also observed that Martin was accessing counseling through his employment benefits. After he was placed on unpaid leave with the District of Squamish in November 2019, he started attending Squamish Mental Health and Addiction Services. He resigned from the fire department in April 2020, according to the district. Most recently, Martin was seeing a mental health professional at that clinic, and those sessions included dialectical behavior therapy and cognitive behavior therapy. It explored learning about triggers, urges, and mindfulness, according to the judge. Martin completed the Facing the Shadow workbook on sexual addiction, the judge observed. Harris said that Martin previously said that he was not sure if he will continue to attend counseling, as Martin believes he is at a stage in his recovery where he no longer needs the same level of support. "He has also been attending addiction and recovery programs," noted the judge, "such as self-management and recovery training, Sex Addicts Anonymous, and an 8-step fitness recovery program." Harris said that Martin has explained he has received a sense of community and support while learning about relapse prevention. "Martin," Harris said, "feels strong in his recovery." Harris also observed a number of findings in Martin's psychological assessment. The judge noted the assessment pegged Martin as being a low to moderate risk for sexual violence and reoffending. "The risk for continued access to porn and child porn was low," he said. Martin was also found to be at a low risk for sexual offenses that would involve physical contact. Harris said that Martin had explained his interest in child porn as having to do with the novelty of the material, rather than being attracted to children. However, Harris noted the psychological report did not provide any conclusions about pedophilic interests. "It is our opinion that Mr. Martin has possible non-exclusive hebephilic, that is sexual interest in pubescent children, pedophilic interests, which at least disinhibited his inability to refrain from accessing child pornography," said Harris, citing the psychological report. Harris noted that the report's author said Martin had adequate insight into his mental health and problematic sexual behavior, and he has made progress with help of the community health team and others. However, the judge said it was unclear if the defense's arguments regarding Martin's rehabilitation were sufficient. "The information provided fails to provide a reasonable baseline from which to measure if Mr. Martin has turned his life around, or, rather, because of his arrest, he's simply no longer accessing child pornography," said Harris. "There is an absence of objectively verifiable evidence that his mental health caused him to lose all control." The judge said that Martin's self-diagnosis of being addicted to porn or his stress would not lessen his moral responsibility in the crime. This is because there is no reliable evidence showing that he lost control or that he was truly addicted, said Harris. In fact, and to the contrary, there was ample evidence showing he was in control. In this regard, he was fulfilling the daily rigors of working as a firefighter. He was volunteering in a demanding setting. He was caring for his child. And he was attending to social engagements. Harris also added that the loss of Martin's job and the media attention for this case should not soften the sentence. Harris said that any first responder can expect to lose their job in such circumstances if they deal with children as part of their work. He also added that there was no evidence that the media conducted themselves in a wrong manner, and media coverage is unsurprising when a person held high in the community's trust commits a crime.